The new generation.
What's important to us?
Exploring our interests through broadcast journalism,
profiles, and opinions.
The new generation.
Have you ever listened to a song and felt happy or sad? Have you ever listened to a sad song when going through a loss? Or how about listening to a fast song when happy and energetic? Music has a way of tapping into your emotions and making you feel this way.
Hi, my name is Alana Phillips.
Hi, my name is Rashad Foster.
Hi, my name is Edward Glenn.
Hi, my name is Bruce Ganaway.
We attend University Prep.
For a project, we want to portray how music affects people's emotions.
As a part of our assignment, we talked with teacher Austin Deaver about how music affects his emotions.
The volume of the music affects it. The lyrics can bring out certain emotions. I really can't imagine my life without music.
As a part of our project, we interviewed Gretchen Benner.
She's a music therapist at UPMC Mercy Hospital.
I think music is involved in everything we do. And we're such rhythmic creatures. As human beings, we like to have patterns. We like to have predictable routines. So music could be something that could provide us comfort.
We asked her multiple questions about what she does on a daily basis and how the music affects
her
and her patients.
If I listen to upbeat music while I'm trying to clean my house or do laundry, it usually gives me a little bit more energy. Classical music tends to help me relax. I try to meet the individual where they are. So if they're feeling downright, no energy, stay in bed, I'm going to try to meet you there because we've all had mornings where we wake up and we don't have a lot of energy.
As Gretchen says, she tries to match her music with people's emotions, which means to us that music can really affect people's moods. Can you imagine your life without music? As you can see, music is everywhere and affects everyone.
The New Generation is created and produced by 9th, 10th, and 11th grade students
in the digital storytelling class at University Prep.
With support from the University of Pittsburgh School of Urban Education
and the Saturday Light Brigade.
Copyright Spring 2011.